Now, you might be confused by talk of linkage transits and linkage monks, and this is perfectly natural, as none of these have ever existed for you. Even when they did exist and were widely used, few had a clue as to how it all really worked. Only a starship captain and his chief engineer truly understood the scientific principles behind it, but they needed the monks to make it happen. Linkage monks were genetically altered monastic ascetics whose lives were devoted from birth to moving mankind across the galaxy. Without them, a starship was reduced to sublight speeds, taking decades to travel to the nearest star. And even though no one outside the Transit Guild really understood how the monks accomplished the miraculous feat of faster-than-light travel, everyone knew it required iron discipline and concentration. As a result, linkage guides were kept apart from all but the most senior officers aboard the ship, precisely to avoid situations like the one the folks aboard the Leolus now found themselves in. The dangers were so great that interfering with their work was one of the last crimes left on the books that could get you summarily executed on the spot.
Who exactly are you, Mr. Darby? You're younger than most of our usual single passengers, but you don't have the look of someone who was born rich.
Me? Nobody, really. I'm just a student at UT Dallas.
And how did you come to be aboard my ship?
I won a trip. An all-expenses-paid week at a resort on Palisade.
It always comes back to your luck, doesn't it, Mr. Darby? Was it a trip for one?
No, and that's why this whole thing has to be some big mistake. I'm about as unlucky as you can get when it comes to winning. Whoa, wait, is that an airlock? Are you actually spacing me without a trial? Over a card game?
What kind of man do you take me for, Mr. Darby? You're not being executed.
Not yet, anyway.
No, I've got a theory about you, Mr. Darby. It's crazy, but it's the only one that fits all the facts. And if I'm right, you might be able to get us out of this mess.
And if you're wrong?
Then we'll either die of starvation, or be reduced to a cloud of subatomic dust. Welcome to the engineering deck, Mr. Darby. If you'll step this way.